I'm delighted to say that this morning we've got the Area Commander of Metro North, Queensland Fire Department, Inspector Leon Andrews, and he's joining Morning Magazine this morning again to keep us up to speed with what's going on. Good morning, Leon.
Rosemary, good morning, and thank you for having me here today.
Now, we know that storm season is here, and we had that hailstorm recently. You know, it was pretty big. It seems at this time of the year we have lots of things to get ready for. Everything in Queensland seems to hit us. We get the bushfires, the flooding, storms, bringing trees down. So I'm guessing that you might have some disaster preparation advice for us.
Preparation for the changing season. Yes, we're into summer, and that's right. Saturday we had that big hailstorm over the Caboolture area, and today we're getting 35, 36 degrees. So it is just the total two different tales. So what we need to do is prepare for those changes. So some of the things we need to do around the home, just clear our gutters and roof of leaves, twigs, bark and other debris. That will help us if it's raining. If we get hail, it's not going to flood the eaves and get into the house for water. But also too, if we've got bushfires, it's not going to have embers and it's not going to start a fire at home. It's a time of year where we all like to get outside and we like to cook outside. So a little tip, point your LPG cylinder relief valves away from the house. Don't have them pointing at the house, because if something happens and it leaks, it's going to burn your house down. Have it actually pointing out towards the middle of the yard, and that way then if something does happen, it's going out there. Remove flammable items away from the home, such as wood piles, mulch, boxes, hanging baskets, outdoor furniture. Have them away from there, because once again they can provide fuel, but also too they can be thrown around in storms. So look at those. Here's one we all like. Mow your lawn regularly. I know it's probably something to go, I've got so many other things to do, but get out there, mow the lawn regularly. One, helps the water get away, but two, also, it stops a fire from running across the yard. And once again, it helps, you know, protect you at home. So remove excess flammable materials such as long dry grass, dead branches and leaves. Go out there and do a bit of pruning over the next couple of weeks and trim those trees down. That's going to help for storms as well as for the bushfire season. Access. Your house number, have it so we can see it. So emergency services, not just the fire service, but police, ambulance, anyone that's got to turn up, have your house number written out there nice and clearly. There are people that do it for you. You can actually pay to get it done, or you can go out there and do it yourself. So that's a good one. Ensure that there's adequate space for a fire truck to access your home if you live on a little bit of land. So we require about 4 meters wide and a little area to turn around. So if we've got to access your place, just try and keep those areas clear. For yourself, for personnel at home, gather sufficient personal protective clothing for everyone at home. So that there, it can be raincoats, it can be hats, it can be sunscreen, it can be glasses, but just have it there just in case, because we don't know what the weather's going to throw at us. So have that there, make sure they're accessible. Have an evacuation kit and check it. This is the time of year, but if you're doing that too, go and have a look at your first aid kit and go, oh, that might be a bit out of date. What about those bandages? Do that. Check your insurance policies. You know, we can prepare, we can get everything right, but if something does go south, check your insurance policy and make sure your home, contents and car is all covered. Review and update your bushfire survival plan. Check that. You know, we do that every year, but also too, check for your storms too. SES are great for that. There are a lot of organisations around and plenty of information on the web. Have a contingency plan. The most important thing out of today, prepare your pets. I don't know. Maybe it's not the most important, but it is to me.
Yes, it is to me too.
It is to you too. Yes. Prepare your pets. What's going to happen if we get a bushfire? If we get a storm, they're terrified. Look after your pets. They're your family. So that is the one that I always really, really push. I'm not sure it's a line we really take, but it's the one I definitely take. So, and I see you, you know, agreeing with me there. So
absolutely.
Prepare your pets. Yeah. Have a plan for them. Have a contingency. Mm. Talk to your neighbours if you can and say, what happens with the pets? How am I going to make sure they're safe? That's the one. Pack your passport, license, insurance documents, have them in a satchel or a folder ready to go if you need them. And we're just talking this morning, we've had a bit of a look, Moreton Bay Regional Council, absolutely fantastic, their disaster dashboard. What do you think of it?
It's very good. You feel a little bit comfortable when you read it. You feel confident that somebody's out there keeping you up to speed with what's going on.
It is absolutely fantastic. So yep. It is a very, very good one. Google it if you haven't already done so out there. Moreton Bay Regional Council disaster dashboard. That gives you things like local news, power outages, road conditions, weather warning and fire disaster. So, you know, you've got that out there. So please, by all means, go out there, have a look at it, familiarise yourself with it, check the fire disaster, the fire danger ratings at the moment. You'll see today is going to be quite high. So get out there, have a look at it and just familiarise yourself with it. And it's one of those ones every couple of days, just refer back to it.
Yep. And I do appreciate the little phone calls that come through as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, the messaging is absolutely fantastic for Moreton Bay. They've done a lot of of good work there in that field. They are very, very proactive. They're trying to keep the, you know, constituents as residents safe, and I really do appreciate that. Yep. And, you know, it's just up to us now just to use the tools that we're given. And, yeah, thank you very much again for having me here.
Thank you, Inspector Leon Andrews, Area Commander, Burpengary Command and Greater Brisbane Regional and Metro North Zone Queensland Fire Department. Thanks for joining us and keeping our community informed and connected and safe, Leon. If you would like to listen to this podcast again, and it could be very good for the sake of your family, pop on to the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcasts.